I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, if you have a dog and are anywhere in the Tuscaloosa area, the best place to be today with your best friend is the Will May Dog Park for the second annual Bark in the Park event. The park was created in memory of Will May, a boy who loved dogs. He would have been very proud of all the trails and open areas where furry friends can romp and play and roll in the grass. This event is a fundraiser for the park to maintain it and even to improve it for canines and their humans, in fact, the whole community, to enjoy. You and your dog will have the opportunity to compete in several events, including Best Trick, Best Costume, Best Owner Dog Lookalike. Those will be followed by the 50-yard dash, split into groups for small, medium, and large dogs. Around 11 a.m., there will be an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the most dogs walked simultaneously by one person. Currently, the record stands at 35. Then this afternoon, there will be another round of competitions for Best Trick, Best Costume, and Owner Dog Lookalike. You can visit vendor booths and hang out with people who love their pets as much as you love yours. It all started early this morning with an attempt to break another world record for the most dogs bathed by a 12-person team in an 8-hour period. The current record stands at 1,037 dogs, but a team of Boy Scouts from Troop 90 has been planning their attack on that record. What they need is dogs, lots of dogs. So, in addition to all the games and competitions and activities, you can get your dog bathed for free. In fact, the entire event is free, but donations are appreciated. If you want to be a part of helping to break a world record, grab the leash and your four-footed buddy and head over to the Will May Dog Park, part of Sokol Park on Watermelon Road in Tuscaloosa. After you get your dog bathed, the two of you can socialize and have a great time in a first-class dog park. Bark in the Park is the place to be in Tuscaloosa today when you're speaking of pets.